for some reason still unknown to me, a Dutchman came over to Leipzig, and he picked 18 or 20 Jewish youngsters, young people, who were either in concentration camp or threatened to be taken into a concentration camp. And he came to Leipzig. How he came to Leipzig, I still don't know. How I was picked to be in that group, you may just as well ask me, how do you win the lottery? Up to this date, completely unknown. But mind you, we did have our names down at various organizations, or to go to anywhere, including Palestine. But we were picked, or I was picked, and I should have say first of all that in Welling Garden City, the Quakers decided to give 18 or 20 people the chance to leave Germany. And Van Leer, Mr. Van Leer, he was asked to go over to Germany because he could speak one or two languages. And that's how he came to Leipzig. The Quakers decided they've got a hostel here, they've got enough money because they had to give that guarantee to the British government. You couldn't just come over here like we just get in. You'd have a guarantee for, I don't know whether it was 9 or 12 months, that during that time you don't fall on the state for any benefits. We came out, we left Germany on the 15th of, or we left Leipzig on the 15th of January, and I left behind my mother and older brother. And we travelled via Holland, from Hoek van Holland to Harwich. And, well, needless to say, what kind of journey we've had leaving our next of kin behind, knowing quite well, was it the last goodbye? Anyway, we landed in Harwich. What I do remember from that crossing, I'd never been as violent, as sick as I was. I was ill. And I'd never forgotten it. These days, you wouldn't do me a favour inviting me to go on a cruise. We arrived here in Welling Garden City on the 16th or 17th of January, 1939, and in that hostel we stayed until the end of December. The Quakers looking after us perfectly. I must hasten to end. I must be one of the few people who can honestly say that I left Germany with 10 marks. That's all what we were allowed to take out. 10 marks. That was in English money, 17 and 6. No guilty conscience when we left Germany when they asked us whether we got any money or jewellery. I didn't have anything. But the others, well, I'm not so certain. But I can, as I said, I landed here with 17 and 6, and more or less the clothes I stood in. But no complaints. That was heaven. When I woke up the first night in that hostel, I thought to myself, if that is not heaven, I must have woken up next door to it. So we lived in that hostel, fed, we had entertainment. The people of Welling Garden City are terrific. Invitations right, left and centre. They also found unpaid jobs. I found a job in the Dixwell Nursery.